It's the man himself.
You are now tuned in to Power Podcast, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or brandybates.podomatic.com. You know, when you feel hungry, I'm hungry. Usually, 9 out of 10, you are actually thirsty. Most people are tragically, drastically dehydrated. And did you know that by the time you feel the sensation or the thought, the notion, the idea, I'm thirsty. You're past beyond dehydrated. The universe is always reordering your life for the better. That's the purpose of massive change. Despite popular belief, airplane mode, isn't something that is only used in airplanes. It's the perfect solution to preserve battery life. Your smartphone or smartwatch stops looking for connection the minute it is under airplane mode. It is a moment of silence. Stillness. Pause. Airplane mode as a default setting. Airplane mode as in preserving and protecting your peace, preserving your energy and bandwidth. Airplane mode. Because you only got so much, right? You only got so much energy. You only have so much patience for whatever may come in a day or whatever may come on a job, what is required of you, or what you can take at home, or how much punishment or denying of your needs and your desires and your aspirations and your goals. You have a finite amount of attention and concentration and energy for all things. Your energy is not endless. None of us is born with bottomless energy. This day will never come again. This day, how you feel today, at this age, at that age, and that energy, as youthful as you are, as thin as you are, as sexy as you are, as fine as you are, in a lot of ways, you know, it's a joke, but it's not funny. I always say, you know, it's downhill from here. It's downhill because you're fighting gravity. You're fighting everything wanting to degrade and age and weaken, right? And so this moment, as regular and normal as it may feel, this moment is even powerful and golden and useful, depending on what you do with it, right? Kurosawa once said, "The heroes are the ones that are still changing while the villains are locked and petrified into what they are." Baby, listen, either define the moment or the moment will define you. What you are thinking is what you are becoming. Really, like, all bullshit to the left. Seneca boldly proclaimed, "Everything hangs on one's thinking. Everything. A man is as happy or unhappy as he has convinced himself he is." If you think you a bum, baby, you are a bum. If you think you're a bum, you are. If you think you a bad bitch, you are. If you think you are under a generational curse or you're unlucky, you are. If you think you are blessed and covered and protected, highly favored, you are. If you think you that dude, you are. Friedrich Nietzsche once said, "The snake which cannot cast its skin has to die, as well as the minds which are prevented from changing their opinions. They cease to exist." Nietzsche himself challenged the fundamental basis of the world a century ago and concluded that one must constantly challenge what the world assumes to be true. The snake that cannot shed its skin perishes. Nothing stays the same. You're never staying the same. You're either getting better or you're falling off. You're growing. You're building muscle. You're building an empire. You're building a body of work. Or, baby, you're moving backwards. You're dying. You're losing. You have to constantly shed skin and constantly change and grow and evolve. Because the way this life is set up, the way this simulation is set up, is designed for you to constantly be getting better and wiser and smarter and growing a tougher skin and getting more Teflon and learning how to deal with what comes at you. This shit never gets easier. This shit never lightens up. Nietzsche wrote, "So do the spirits who are prevented from changing their opinions." If you can't change your mind, you can't change a goddamn thing. If you can't change how you think about something, your perception of something, you can't change shit. Your body, I don't care, you might drop weight. Guess what? In a couple more years, all that shit gonna be back on you. Because you didn't change the mindset behind it. You didn't change the habits behind it. You didn't change the thought world behind it. You didn't change the habits and the actions and all of the little things that come with that. So guess what? If it don't change, it's dying. Your biggest blind spot is yourself. You are where you are in life, based in part on your thinking and how you speak to yourself and about yourself. This is what I know for sure. I know 50 plus year olds who don't have two nickels to rub together. in spite of being born with many of us. Now, I'm not talking about people who had unfair advantages. We're not. I'm from the hood, okay? So that's why sometimes when I hear people on that bullshit, you know, this Section 8 mindset of, well, they need to pay us more. Guess what? I came from nothing, too. I've seen motherfuckers come from nothing and build their entire, bring their whole bloodline up. And I've seen people who've had it all, had the best of things, grew up in the best neighborhoods, went to the finest schools, and still turned into shit. And doing nothing with themselves and nothing with their lives and squandering the opportunities. And I know immigrants who came to this country with zero, selling motherfucking oranges and socks and t-shirts and scrubbing tubs and cutting grass. And they make something of themselves and become business owners and first generation millionaires of their bloodline, of their family, of their tribe. So cut the bullshit, don't roll with me. It's where you are in life, whether you ballin', whether you down bad, whether you going out sad, whether you done married into some wealth, whether you done worked for some wealth, fucked your way to the top, or you just floating by, getting by. You just robbing Peter to pay Paul. You just afloat, making sure these kids fed. Whatever boat you sitting in, baby, we're not judging it. But what I'm coming here to tell you today is that you're where you are based on the way you think and how you talk to yourself, how you speak about yourself, how you see yourself. Nobody can change that. Nobody can control that but you. And all of the supporting cast of people in your life are a reflection of that. I can always tell when someone has a lot of confidence. I can tell by the people, the relationships in their life, their partners, where they work, the type of work that they do, how they speak about themselves, how they see themselves, and most importantly, how they carry themselves. I can tell. It's written all over you, right? Our personal beliefs are just that, beliefs. We construct our beliefs, mostly unconsciously. We don't even realize it. A lot of it comes from our parents or whoever raised us, whoever your predominant early childhood caregivers were, and however they thought. If they was on some poverty shit, they put a lot of that into you. If you come from motherfuckers that was just bougie and about it, they put that in you. You can always tell people who were raised by business owners because they just grow up naturally wanting to be a business owner because that's what they saw. That's what they're modeling. We model what we see growing up. And a lot of our beliefs about the world and ourselves and life and politics and race and you name it, you know, it comes from our environment and the things that are programmed into the simulation of our early childhood. So if that's a heavy on the religion, then you're going to have a lot of belief. It's going to hinge, a lot of your belief will hinge on religion and religious doctrine and philosophy. And if you were raised in pure dysfunction and abuse, a lot of your beliefs about the world and how you stand and where you stand in the world will hinge on a lot of dysfunction and abuse, and you will continue to perpetuate it and see it and notice it and be affected by it. We don't even really see shit that's not a part of our paradigm and a part of our conscious thought world as well as our subconscious thought world. Really think about it. We construct our beliefs mostly unconsciously, and thereafter, those beliefs hold us captive. And you'll keep believing that shit, even though you'll see different that, oh, that's not true. But we lie to ourselves a lot. You know, if you believe, oh, you got to be an asshole to be a millionaire, Those, all of them are just, we need to eat the rich. If you gotta be selfish, motherfucker, to be just a billionaire hoarding that money. Well, guess what? You're never gonna be there, because that's how you look at it. And then when you do meet self-made millionaires and billionaires that are humanitarians and that give back and that go back to the hood and drop money and send folks to school and pay people's rent and put groceries on people's table, and they built themselves up from nothing, then you gotta justify why you think they're probably an asshole. If we see that some people, in spite of depression, oppression, suppression, inflation, you name it, they can still find happiness or find love or find wealth. That means we all can. That means it's doable. But our beliefs help, they can help us focus and make us more effective if depending on the strength of your beliefs. The power of your beliefs. They can help us focus. But sadly, they also can limit us. They blind us to possibility and subject us to fall, fear, and doubt. I challenge you today to check your motherfucking self. When you say, think, or believe things like, this always happened, or this always happened to me, just my luck, you know, just my luck, the way my luck set up, all of this, or just believing. Because you can believe something without ever saying it, but it just, you wear it. You wear it, it's in your pores. You can't help it. It's a part of your DNA. Just believing certain shit could never happen to you. Then it's never gonna happen to you. It cannot possibly, nothing can possibly enter your conscious waking reality without you somehow leaving a door open for it or leaving a window open for it. Just believing certain shit can't happen for you or to you. That's where you got the game fucked up. Because it's you that's powering your avatar in this simulation. Your mind is the steering wheel. Your thoughts and words are the engineers, builders, and admin staff building out your daily reality. And it's like a lot of people, consciously, we know that. Intellectually, we get that. But then when we're living, that shit goes out the window. And we say all types of things. When truly, if you really understood the power of your words, certain shit is just not gonna fly out of your lips. It's just not. You listen to the way every great man or woman has spoken down in history. Muhammad Ali, he told you, I am the greatest. He told you, I'm the greatest. And when you read biographies and you look at the lives of great men and women, they lived by that knowing that their words and how they think is running their shit. And so even when they speak in a way that to someone that doesn't know any better, who's just, a lot of people are just dumb as fuck. You just have to remind yourself, like sometimes I have to remind myself, your average American is dumb as shit. Your average American is really not that intelligent. We're not known for our smarts in this country. We're known for a lot of other things, but intelligence and just common sense is not one of them. So, you know, your average person is thinking, oh, that person sounds grandiose. Who, you know, who does he think she is? Who, oh, she thinks she better than, no, because she understands that dictum. that my thoughts and my words is power in this shit. So when you hear people sounding grandiose and just off the chains and just off like, I'm the greatest and I'm God and I'm... It's not your job to try to knock them down and humble them. You need to get on what they on. That's really what it's about. Your beliefs are not reality. They are merely the filters through which you see the world. What you think and believe, it's true for you. And it will ring true in every aspect of your life. And in all your relationships, your health, your money, the health of your, just, you know, whether you have joy and fulfillment in your life. Because see, I know people that have very little. Very little. They may have two nickels to rub together. They don't have much, but they're happy. And they find joy in, you know, the little things. And I know people that have a lot. Big houses, big cars. Money. Big money. Old money. Lot of money. And they're on drugs, you know, they're coked up. They're taking the antidepressants just to get to sleep. All day, they're miserable. Rich. From the outside. Got it going on, popping. Inside, rotten, miserable. Your beliefs, your day-to-day reality, your individual matrix, and all of that is seen through lens that only you can see. How I perceive the world is not how you perceive the world. And we don't see the two. We don't see, no two of us sees the same world. We all get a different perspective from the same events, same weather, same situations. But everybody takes away something different from it. You may have things in common with other people, but we all have our own unique life here on this planet. And the reality is, there is no one true reality. It's your reality is your reality. My reality is my reality. The next man, the next woman, everybody has their own reality. But it's not the one true reality. Because we're all bringing our own bias and our own ideas and thoughts that color everything. Your beliefs are merely the filters through which you see the world. Your opinion of the world is also a confession of character. The late, great Dr. Wayne Dyer. Rest in peace. Rest up to the dead homie. Dr. Wayne Dyer would always say, circumstances don't make a man, they reveal him. Circumstances don't make a man, they reveal him. Circumstances, be prepared each day to confront your own self-sabotage. Be prepared each day to challenge yourself. Challenge the shit you think is real. Challenge old belief paradigms. Challenge, question some of the constructs that you've been living in bondage to. Because what you believe about yourself and the world is hidden in the fabric of your life experiences. Your life is a big screen movie of your subconscious thought world. It shows in everything you do and all that you are. Low self-esteem, we can tell. Poverty mindset, we can tell. No confidence, piss poor confidence, we can tell. Big dick energy, we can tell. Some people, when they walk in a room, they trouble the atmosphere. Just when they step off in the room, you notice them. People notice them. That's an energy. That's an energy. Me and my subconscious mind, we're so locked in. We're so locked all the way in. I literally speak to my subconscious mind like it's the homie, like it's a sister or an ancestor. Like, my subconscious mind is really my homegirl. Like, that's my A1 homegirl. That's how I talk. But I also speak to the seemingly immovable mountains and storms that try to insert themselves. And I've even been told I'm crazy. And I'll take that. I'll take that. I'll take that. Because I'd rather be crazy and bold enough to speak to situations for what they are than to be disempowered. And I guess that would make you sane, right? Because I know that everything comes my way is of my own creation. I know that. Everything that comes your way is of your own creation in some way. In some way. And I'm not victim blaming for bad things or seemingly, you know, negative situations and experiences. But what I'm getting to is we have a certain level of what we allow. What happens is a lot of what we allow. Holy wars, bankers' wars, drug wars, imperialism, and dying empires, wealth transfers. Biological warfare, cyber attacks galore. Cashless society, problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic. We are living in the best of times. And the worst of times. Tale of two cities. We are living in revolutionary times. Fred Hampton. RBG. Sometimes we need lots of revolution. Some things need to be broken. Dismantled. Because see, that's part of the life cycle of this. The ending of this, you know, coming into the Aquarian age and the ending of the old world. What we're seeing right now is so much of the old world crumbling. And you're having to rise above it and not be a part of it or be of it, even though it's you're immersed in this world. And so sometimes we need a lot of shit to break. We're seeing the fall of all of our who we once thought were great, powerful men, great, powerful empires. We're built on so much slavery and oppression and abuse and just wild, debaucherous sexuality and sexual energy, deviated sexual energy and what you do with that power. We need lots of revolution. But so many people are in a holding pattern of survival mode. And we see that we're also in a time of, it's almost like a loneliness epidemic. Most people are chronically, tragically lonely. Because so many of us, and George Orwell talked about this, They talked about this in Brave New World. They talked about this in 1984. Octavia Butler talked about this. It's a loneliness where we're all, even though the world has been made smaller through these apps and the internet, and we're all connected and everybody is, you know, tuned in and plugged in and plugged into the matrix, and we're all plugged into the cloud, and we're all one notification away from being contacted and reached and accessed at all times. You have so many people that we're alone together. We're all together, alone in our little boxes, in our rooms, in our houses, in our cubicles, with our tablets and our cell phones and our wearable Apple Watches and our, right? We're all alone together, together alone. And so out of that is this level of loneliness that's never been seen before. You know, most of us come from people who come from people that were very tribal. I don't know. Most people, like, if you're not human, you know, it's like, if you're not human, raise your hand. But most of us, if you're a human being on this planet, I don't care what country you're in right now, under the sound of my voice, you come from people who come from people who come from people that were tribal, that did everything in a village. And you depended on your people. You depended on siblings. You depended on a community of people for your very existence. And now you have so many people that are just fighting life alone, doing life with very little village, very little tribe, to no tribe. And a product of that is loneliness. So again, many people are in a holding pattern of survival mode. And I'd say for the past 3 years, as we close out 2023, most people in the developed world have been living in an almost hand-to-mouth survival mode mindset. Not all, but many. Because, you know, I was just saying today, my clients are kicking ass. You know, I see people struggling, and then I see people that are balling, all in the same box. So it's crazy. I will never say something like, oh, everybody is down bad, because everybody is not down bad. But I'm also not so, I'm not so away from the pulse of the streets and of real life and the real world to not see the tents and more people living out of their cars, and people, you know, having to be back 18 people in a 3-4 bedroom just to pay rent, you know, people, you know, needing all the help and assistance they can get because it's tough. And I can sense it. You can see it. You can feel the weariness. You can feel the anxiety and the stress and the powerlessness that a vast amount of people are feeling right now in these times. In the face of rising costs of living and inflation and gas and rent and bigger car notes and having to put more on credit cards, right? But also, in the face of the rise of machine learning, ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, intelligent bots, and the Internet of Things, and all of this in a world of outrageous abundance, all of this is all happening in the same vacuum, airplane mode over survival mode, airplane mode over survival mode. Your body is electrical. Your body is electrical. Your body is electrical. Your body is constantly communicating with the smart grid. Did you know? Did you know that your body, you're connected to the grid? Your aura is a body part. Your aura is your electromagnetic body. It's invisible, but it sits right outside of your skin. And it gives off its own signals. It's receiving. It's giving off. It's it's all kind of shit that you can't see going on, but it's going on. Follow me. A lot of us already are aware of this, but a lot of us are, again, not the brightest light bulbs in the box, right? Very low on the intelligence spectrum. But your body is electrical. That's why you can be electrocuted. That's why if you rub your feet on a rug on a cold, windy day and then you touch somebody, you feel a spark. Your aura or electromagnetic body is no different than your ears or your fingers. And yet 80% of your immune response comes from this aura. How you feel comes from that. It's picking up, it's all antenna. Your hair is also a form of antenna. And it's picking up things first before. That's why you can know something and feel something without somebody telling you, without any words being said. Sometimes you can get around somebody. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Right? When you can get around somebody and without them even saying much, you just feel like you're not feeling them. You don't like them. It's something there, something about them that they're giving off, that their aura is giving off. Your aura is receiving it and not liking what it's reading or feeling or sensing. 80% of your immune response comes from this aura. Body Area Network, BAN, just like LAN, works. Your body area network, it works with the Internet of Things as well. It works just like a Bluetooth technology. Stay with me. Your body has access to infinite intelligence, and it's communicating that intelligence to you all the time. That feeling in your heart, your gut, your back, your knees, it's carrying information for you. Close your eyes. If you can close your eyes. Calm your body. Unclench your teeth. Unclench your gums, right? Let down your shoulders. Breathe. Slow your brain waves. You can receive information on how to heal, how to grow, and what to do next. You just have to trust what comes. And that's how you communicate. That's how you listen to your higher self. That's how you tap in to your airplane mode. So yes, you can speak to the cells in your body. They are fully sentient. Intelligent, living, listening, and ready to be about that action on your behalf. Every cell in your body works for you. Airplane mode. James Baldwin wrote, "We are responsible for the world in which we find ourselves, if only because we are the only sentient force which can change it." This is the time to turn your attention off. Limit what you allow to affect you. Because see, the thing about this whole connected reality is, if you've got notifications coming in, you've got email coming in, you've got, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat notifications coming in, you may have your music in one ear at all times, right? Even when you're on a train or you're driving, you're listening to music, you're listening to beats, or you're watching constantly YouTube. You're always with a screen in front of you in some way. What happens is you got a lot of noise surrounding you and your aura, and you're just constantly programmed with all this other junk and noise at all times. And I'm saying this is the time to turn all that shit off. Filter what you allow to reach you. Get really unreachable in this motherfucker. Get unfuckwittable, untouchable, unreachable, inaccessible. Some people are just too much of a liability being around them, keeping them around. The emotional toll on you. Have you ever just been around somebody and they just drain all your energy? Or the minute you get from around them, you just feel like, oh God, like, oh, I need a nap, you know, because they've zapped all your energy. That will cost you. That costs. They're costing you too much. And let's keep it all the way a rack, a stack, really real. A lot of people never deserved access to you to begin with. Airplane mode. When you have a lot to accomplish, every distraction takes away from the end game. Full stop. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you know who you are. Every day, every hour spent on all that old back and forth bullshit, even sitting up bumping gums about nonsense, surfing and doom scrolling and reading dumb motherfuckers' text messages, every minute and hour spent doing this is robbing you of getting to your magnum opus, robbing you of valuable time, creative energy, silent contemplation, meditation, and work on your calling and life's purpose. Whatever that looks like for you. I'm talking to people that got shit to do. I'm talking to people who came here to get some shit done, to accomplish something. You didn't just come here to eat, sleep, and shit, and, you know, pay bills and be on Facebook. You came here to build something, to erect something, to put a little paint where it ain't. This is a time of getting real purpose driven. On some purpose driven shit. We going into 2024 on some purpose driven shit. You feel me? Real talk. Turn your attention. I challenge you. Turn your attention to only that which you want magnified or magnetized. Magnify or magnetize. That's it. Turn off your inner guidance system to everything that is self-destructive or self-sabotaging in nature. Where are you pointing your creative energy, baby? Where's your inner GPS taking you? Because that's what really matters. Fuck all this other shit. What have you allowed yourself to be in bondage to? Because nobody could fuck you over unless you stay bent over allowing them to fuck you over. Right now, a moment of time is passing by. Another minute, another second, another day. Before your money, wealth, your bag, your lifestyle, your income goes up, your friend group must go up. It cannot be the other way around. Mentally, think about it. High income tax bracket conversation and low income tax bracket conversation are night and day different. I say couples that read together, lead together. Sometimes you got to get around some intelligent conversation. Be that if you just have to listen to certain podcasts or what have you, because you can't find it in your day to day. But we have so much connection and access to intelligent conversation. And this isn't only about money or finances, but socioeconomic status. Look at the group chat. The substance and depth of discussions are not even close. Really look at the substance, temperature, texture, and fabric of your deepest, most frequent conversations. What y'all talk about most is what is most prevalent in your life. The inner conversations and dialogue you have with yourself,
empowers what shows up in your world, not the other way around. So you can always tell what the substance of a man or a woman is based on the substance and content of their conversation. A lot of people aren't talking about shit. Some people, they're really beautiful. They were beautiful children. They were the cute kids, you know. So they didn't have to do a lot to get what they wanted, you know. But a lot of times what happens then is the content of their conversation is stymied, right? It's atrophied. The muscle didn't get a chance to really develop. But a lot of people aren't talking about shit for various reasons. Some people just, they really just don't have shit to talk about because they don't read anything. They don't pour any new information or new knowledge or facts or ideas. A lot of new stuff isn't coming in, so they don't really have much to chew on, right? And some people, they just, for whatever reason, mentally, you know, there's just not much coming out, right? But a lot of people aren't talking about shit. And if your life and your conversations are dominated by these types of individuals, guess what? Baby, right? At a certain point, you have to ask yourself if the substance of the conversation aligns with you, your mentality, or your goals. Like, for where I want to go, certain conversations need to be had, and others, I don't need to be having them. I don't need to even waste my time on them because it's not getting me where I'm trying to go. And one of the most dangerous places to be is the exact same place you were last year. One thing I refuse in 2024 to be doing the same shit I've been doing all of 2023 and 22 and 21 and 19. You feel me? I gotta be doing something new and different. That's just me. Because again, nothing is staying stagnant. You either falling off or you growing. We're meant to grow. We're meant to move, to be upwardly mobile. All life grows towards sunlight, soil, or something lofty. Everything needs to be fed to grow. It's not just being fed to taste things that taste good. It's being fed for growth. Even trees will bend against laws of nature, all in an effort to grow. You've seen daisies and weeds growing out of the cracks of concrete, right? David Lynch, in his book, In Catching the Big Fish, how fishing in deep water puts us in touch with consciousness itself. He says, ideas are like fish. If you want to catch little fish, you can stay in the shallow water. But if you want to catch the big fish, you've got to go deeper, down deep. The fish are more powerful and more pure. They're huge and abstract, and they're beautiful. Everything, anything that is a thing comes up from the deepest level. Modern physics calls that level the unified field. The more your consciousness, your awareness is expanded, the deeper you go toward the source and the bigger fish you can catch. The observer is not separate from the object observed, my love. Everything in the universe is connected. And when you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things a chance to find you, to catch up. And the opposite of craving is saying, I accept the here and now fully. Airplane mode over survival mode.